This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was other news at that Big Apple conference today, one of which will come as music to the ears of people who've been complaining about iTunes for lo these many years. Now, the service as we know it is going away after 18 years of increasingly unpopular existence. Why? Well, as Marketplace's Eric Barris reports, consumers have just moved on.
When iTunes launched back in 2001, Max Houck of St. Petersburg, Florida, transferred his CDs to the Apple software, and he spent several thousand dollars in the iTunes music store. But he says iTunes got harder to use with every software update. Last year, Houck switched to Spotify, a streaming subscription service.
I've got like 90% of the music that I love available to me, and I take it with me on my phone. It's on my desktop. It's everywhere. It's fantastic.
iTunes, which has expanded way beyond music, is splitting its service into three apps: music, TV, and podcasts. Michael Smith, professor at Carnegie Mellon, says over time, iTunes became
this ugly bloatware piece of software as Apple tried to add new things into it to make it, you know, not just music, but also movies and television shows and books. And it just became a mess.
As iTunes begins to fade away, NYU business professor Scott Galloway says it's important to remember that when it launched, digital music piracy was a huge problem,
which gave iTunes an opening and the motivation for the music industry to enter into what was a bit of a Sophie's choice. And that was to either let their music continue to be stolen or let Apple come in and disrupt the industry.
By selling individual songs for 99 cents. He says while iTunes was born of piracy, the music business has moved on. And now, so will Apple's iTunes. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.